من التمس رضا الله بساقة الناس كفى ومونة الناس that whoever searches for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and in the course of searching for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, what is that? He caused the displeasure of the people, because you must understand that if you want to pursue the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then you are going to annoy people. You will annoy people. Then Allah Ta'ala will suffice for you. The inconveniences, the difficulties which people create for you, Allah Ta'ala will be sufficient for you. وَمَنْ إِلْتَمَسَ رِضَى النَّاسِ بِسَخَطِ اللَّهِ وَكَّلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلْ النَّاسِ. And whoever searches for the pleasure of the people, and in the course of searching for the pleasure of the people, what he does? He displeases Allah Ta'ala. When there's a conflict now between Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and the pleasure of the people, now he submits now to the pleasure of the people, pleasure of the wife, the pleasure of the family, the pleasure of the society. Then Allah Ta'ala says, what is the reason? Allah Ta'ala throws you to them, casts you away to them. Let them take now, see how they're going to care for you. So at the moment, the thing is prior, the thing is prior objective is Allah Ta'ala's, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So the Fuzail Rahmatullah said, yes, in that hadith, the complete Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anam, that beware of the company of the wealthy, and وَلَا تَسْتَخِلِكِ ثَوْبًا حَتَّى تُرَقِّيَهُمْ. And do not regard any garment, any clothing to be old and fit for to be discarded, as long as you can patch it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't regard it to be something that you are. Shouldn't wear now, discard it now. So that was the emphasis. Then the emphasis on all the ta'lim of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the akhirat. What was the akhirat? Not the dunya, because the dunya is very short, temporary. We are not here for the dunya. We are here for the akhirat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ad-dunya khuliqa lakum, wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah." That the dunya has been created for you. I mean, for your, it's a vehicle for you, taking you on the journey. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah, but you have been created for the akhirat. You have been created for the akhirat, so don't lose sight now of that, of your destination. Your focus must be on there. Otherwise, you will be a loser when the time comes, and you'll be too late for regret then. So the Fuzail said, that we have nothing in common. Why the Khalifa wants to come here, and I got no work, you got no work then. Musa Ahmad Chero said, don't come to distress me, as the Fuzail Rahmatullah said. وزیر نے کہا فرما برداری اول امر کی واجب ہے. So that means the Prime Minister said that obeying the اول امر, اول امر means the leaders whom Allah Ta'ala appointed over us, the leader, Khalifa, the اول امر, it is واجب that the Khalifa wants to come meet you and you speaking in this manner. فوزیر رحمدان نے کہا مجھے پریشان مت کر. پھر وزیر نے کہا کہ آپ فرما دے تو آوے وگر نہ بزور آویں گے. سو فزیل سل سے ڈسٹریس می. سو دی وزیر سے ٹیل اس ٹو انٹر, گیو اس پرمیشن اور ادرز ول انٹر بائی فورس. پھر تم کو فرمایا حکم تو نہیں ہے, پھر تم کو اختیار ہے. So Hazrat Fuzail said, I don't give permission. It's left to you. You want to force your way in there? You can force your way in. But from my side, there's no permission for you to enter. Jab dono andar gaye, Fuzail rahmatullahi chiragh kul ne gul kiya, taam muh haron ka nazar na pare. When they entered, the lamp which Hazrat Fuzail rahmatullahi had been extinguishing, so the complete darkness. Why did he this? So that his eyes must not fall on the face of the Khalifa of Harun al-Rashid. He was a person of the dunya as far as he was concerned. And to look at the person, a face of the person of dunya, it is spiritually detrimental. Hazrat Sufyan سفيان وانا سفيان ابن أيينة تسمى بتكتبون the one first another سفيان هذا سفيان بن ثور رحمة الله عليه he was there since childhood he and Harun al-Rashid they were friends they were friends so هذا سفيان ثور رحمة الله عليه was a very great ولي and a great محدث فقيه of the time came with film. When Harun al-Rashid became the Khalifa, from the very day, he severed his ties with Harun al-Rashid. And he cut his friendship, stopped. After some time, that Harun al-Rashid, he was annoyed, he was distressed. This was my friend, such a close friend. He's no more coming, visiting, nothing. So Harun al-Rashid wrote a letter to Hazrat Sufyan, Sorry, Abdullah, complaining about his attitude. You have seen the friendship. So when the messenger brought the letter of Harun al-Rashid to Hazrat Sufyan bin Thawr, Abdullah, who was sitting in his khanqah with some of his Muridin students with him. And when the person came, he announced that he's the messenger of Harun al-Rashid and he's got a letter. So Hazrat Sufyan al-Rashid threw the letter there. He didn't touch the letter. He threw the letter one day there, and he struggled with his staff, with the stick. He opened the letter. He doesn't want to touch it also. He opened the letter, the thing. The awliya of those times, and the ulama, Haqqani, they regarded the khulafa and the sultans as zalims. And for that reason, they said, even to look at a zalim also is going to create zulmat in the heart. You look at the zalim, is going to create zulmat, that means darkness in our hearts. And they abstained. For that reason, they abstained. They say that our hearts are so much corroded and we are so far from the deen. And our understanding of the deen is so little that we don't such issues which are completely foreign to us. We don't have understanding. Hazrat Zunnun Mistik Rahmatullah. Hazrat Zunnun Mistik Rahmatullah was in jail. Why? For Umar bin Ma'ruf, Nahi al-Munkar. The awliya, the ulama in those days had suffered a lot at the hands of the khulafa, at the hands of the sultan. Because of the Umar bin Ma'ruf, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdhulul jihad, kalimatul haqqun inda sultan jair. That the best of jihad is to utter the haqq where in the presence of an oppressor, an oppressive king. You utter the haqq there, in his presence, and give him nasihat. That is the best of jihad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. There you stand with your life in your hands there. So as soon as Mr. Rahmatullah, because of his Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahi an Munkar, he was in prison. And stayed quite a long time in the prison. When he was in the jail, then in the neighborhood there was a waliya, very old lady, very pious waliya of Allah Ta'ala. She heard this, this in the jail. Yeah. So what she would do, from her pure halal earning, which she had, she would make bread and send it to the jail or the Zulun Mr. Rahmatullah. And she understood who he was and with this message. So when the bread came to the jail, it was given to the warder. The warder came and gave it to us, Mr. Rahmatullah, with this message that she says, that I have prepared this bread with my halal earnings. So there's no need as that for you to have any doubt in it. Again. So as soon as Mr. Rahmatullah, who was actually was 40 days in the jail, he said, he gave a message that he returned the bread. And he gave the message, said, return the bread. And give this message that I accept that the bread is halal, pure, tayyib. But the container in which the bread came, that container is contaminated. And by the container, what she meant? The hands of the warder. She meant the hands of the warder. He sent that message in this manner. He said, the bread has been given to me by exhaling, you know, that's what she meant. For that reason, the thing, I cannot eat this bread. And he said, he stayed 40 days in the prison, and for 40 days he didn't eat food. These are only of the former times, obviously. These stories are only to gain enthusiasm and to reflect on our own self, how deep in the dunya we are, how lost we are, how we have destroyed ourselves spiritually. That it's not the study, such rigorous and austere methods of the awliya is not meant for implementation. We cannot follow that. 40 days without food, without water, and they survive. They will have become like malaika. The malaika, how they survive? The malaikas breathing, their oxygen is tasbih. Their breathing, their life is dependent on tasbih. So these awliya also, they survive by tasbih. Allah Ta'ala has given them such abilities. So Hazrat Fuzail bin Yas, he extinguished his lamp. Why? To prevent him seeing his eyes falling on Harun al-Rashid. Haat Harun ka, haat par Fuzail ke par gaya. To Fuzail ne farmaya, ye haat kaisa naram hai. Agar aag se bache, to kya achhi baat hai. اتنا فرما کر نماز میں کھڑے ہو گئے. In the darkness of the thing, the Khalifa could make out the form of Hazrat Fuzail, and he touched the hand. He wanted to greet the hand of Hazrat Fuzail. When his hand fell on the hand of Hazrat Fuzail, rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Fuzail said, "This hand, it is so soft and tender. How good it will be if this hand can be saved from the fire of Jahannam." So we're saying, immediately he started and got engaged in making this namaz. Harun rone laga. Jab namaz se bahir aaye, Harun ne kaha, kuch farmaya. After he finished two rakats, Harun Rashid, the Khalifa, he began, when he heard this, what Hazrat Fuzail said, he began crying, tears started to flow. He waited there, and after the two rakat salat that Hazrat Fuzail was performing, he asked, "Hazrat, give me some nasihat in Arabic." Fuzail rahmatullah kehne lage, "Baap tera Abbas, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka chacha tha." So he said that your father, he was the grandfather, and said, "Your father was Abbas." Who? Abbas was the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why that dynasty is called the Abbasi dynasty, the Khulafa of the Abbasi, they are from the family of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, was the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he's telling Harun Rashid that your father was Abbas, and Abbas was the uncle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. جب اس نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے امیری کی درخواست کی, حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, اے چچا, میں نے تجھ کو تیرے نفس پر حاکم گردان آئے. So he's telling Harun Rashid that when your father Abbas, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle, had requested Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for leadership, requested to be made a governor of a province or place, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Oh, my uncle, I have made you the hakim, the ruler of your nafs. I have made you the ruler of your nafs, you the hakim of the nafs. Tu apne nafs par hukumat kya kar, and you make hukumat, reign, rule your nafs." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his uncle Abbas. So Hazrat Fuzail is reminding Harun Rashid that this was the nasihat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to your father, that he must reign and rule his nafs. Ke yek lahza tere nafs ka itaat mein khuda ke rehna khalai ki itaat mein hazar saal rehne se behtar hai. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling his uncle that for you to remain in the itaat, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, for one moment is better for you than serving who? The people.
for 1,000 years. It's better for you to be in Allah Ta'ala's obedience. So one moment. Kyunki dunya ki amarat aakhir mein nidamat hai. Because why the amarat leadership, rulership and leadership. The amarat of the dunya in the akhir there will be nidamat, will be regret. You will regret it then. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after he had died, a couple of years thereafter, another sahabi saw him in his dream, and he saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala sweating and wiping perspiration from his forehead. Now everyone knows the adl, the justice of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, so rebel for him, no one before and no one after ever was so just as Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, justice is proverbial. Yet what he was perspiring now. So the Sahabi asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, what is your condition? Why are you so tired? He said, this moment you are seeing, this one of several years after Umar radiallahu ta'ala had passed away. He said, this moment that you are seeing me now, I've just been released from reckoning, from hisab. Every case which I decided, every dispute, and the manner in which I had ruled, Allah Ta'ala, the thing, was checking that. When Hazrat Umar, at the time of his mort, just before that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had made wasiyat to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala that after I die, you must take this jubba of mine and you must go to Yemen and there will be one person called Uwais. Hazrat Uwais Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, greatest of the tabi'in, never saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he lived in that age, and give this jubba of mine to him and ask him to make dua of my ummah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here. So after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed, then during his khilafat, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he and Hazrat Ali, they set off in search setting of Uwais Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi. And now it's a long story, let's cut the story short. When they finally located him in the jungle there, Uwais Qarni rahmatullahi would flee, physically would flee, like a wild buck if he see a human being, he would run, flee away from them. When they met up, and the effect of his nasihat on Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was so it exercised such an effect on Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, decided to resign from the Khilafat. If he was so overwhelmed that fear, and the dunya became absolutely insignificant to him, and he decided to give up the khilaf. If the Sahaba, the other Sahaba, they reasoned with Hazrat Umar, oh Amir al-Mu'minin, how can you abandon this amanat which Allah Ta'ala has given you, this amanat of the entire ummah is upon your shoulders. You are Rasulullah Sallam Khalifa, and you want to abandon this amanat now because of Hazrat Uwais Qarni rahmatullah. See, we bear witness, we testify, oh Amir al-Mu'minin, that your one act of adl and justice, your act of justice, it is superior to 1,000 years of Hazrat Uwais Qarni ibadat. And now, after much persuasion, Umar continued with the Khilafat until he finally was assassinated. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling that his uncle, that leadership in the akhirat, what will it be? It's going to be a nadamat, it's going to be a regret. No one's going to know a leader, no ruler, it's going to escape. Harun ne kaha aur kuch irshad ho, Harun said, give me more nasihat, Fuzail. Fuzail ne farmaya, jab Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi khilafat par aaye, wo khalifa hua, aankilo ko jaisa, Salim bin Abdullah, Sheikh Raja bin Hiwad, or Muhammad bin Kaab ko jama kiya, اور کہا میں تو اب خلافت پر آیا ہوں, کس طرح کار روائی کروں؟ So the Fuzail said that when Harusir bin Monasir, he said when Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, our one must have known, he is called the Umar the Second. He had restored the Khilafat back to the style of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he said only his reign, his Khilafat was only for about 2.5 years. So when he became the Khalifa, then Hazrat Fuzail is telling now Harun al-Rashid. Then what he did? He surrounded himself with people of Akal, the Awliya. He mentions there some names. That's the first thing he did. So he got the Salihin to be with him, the Sadiqin with him. And he asked them, how should I now conduct myself as the Khalifa? Kis tarah karwai karu? Farmaya ek ne ka, اگر قیامت کے دن چھٹکارا عذاب بے خدا سے چاہتا ہے تو اہل اسلام کے بدھ کو اپنے باپ کی مانند جان. تو ون آف دس اولیاء بزرگ ٹول دا خلیفہ دیٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو بی سیو فرام اللہ تعالیٰ عذاب آن دی ڈے آف قیامت دین ریگارڈ دا اولڈ پیپل آف اسلام ایز یور فادر, اور جوانوں کو اپنے برادروں کی مانند, چھوٹوں کو اپنے بچوں کے برابر, عورتوں کو جیسے اپنی ماں بہن گردان. دا ینگ پیپل ریگارڈنگ ایز یور برادرس, دا لٹل ون ایز یور چلڈرن, دا فیمیلز ایز یور مدرس اینڈ یور سسٹرز ایٹسیٹرا. دس از دا وے, دس از دا وے دیٹ یو ہیو ٹو کنڈکٹ یور سیلف ایز دا خلیفہ, اینڈ دین you will be saved from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. You know, time is now 5 minutes left for Jamaat. Nasihat is still quite a lot of Nasihat is giving Harun al-Rashid. And at the end, I think, Hazrat Fuzail, rahmatullahi alayhi, he compared Harun to Fir'aun, and the wazir to Aman, to Firon's wazir. Akhir da'wana.